This is John Lothian with the daily commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 14th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this commentary penned by Walt Lucan, the president and CEO of the Futures Industry Association. The title is A More Perfect Union. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan shares a personal perspective on Washington riots. Normally, this column offers opinions on the global policies and trends of our industry, but last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol compels me to reflect in a more personal way about what I and many others are feeling in the wake of these events. While my viewpoint is American, I believe the lessons we learn are universal to the human condition. The January after the U.S. presidential election is normally a time of celebration in our nation's capital. Every 4 years, Americans gather in Washington with pride to recognize and honor the peaceful transition of power from one administration to the next. This is a time when citizens from all 50 states of various beliefs and backgrounds come to celebrate the idea of America. In my 25 years in Washington, I have participated in 6 inaugurations and the festivities that accompanied them. This is always a bipartisan affair with Democrats and Republicans celebrating not only the new administration, but more importantly, our Constitution and the noble institutions that embody this profound document. We honor our belief in the rule of law that has enabled such a peaceful transition to occur for the last 250 years. As next week's inauguration approaches, I'm not feeling pride. I'm not feeling hopeful. I am feeling ashamed and saddened. The tragic events of last week at the U.S. Capitol and the ensuing loss of life have laid bare the deep divide in our country and the fragility of our democracy. Capitol Hill is not just the seat of our government, it is my home, where my kids go to school, where we go to church, where we socialize with our neighbors. I can see the Capitol Rotunda from my home, and I have many friends that work there, from Hill staffers to Capitol Police to members of Congress. For the rest of this commentary, click on johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Today we published 2 parts of the History of Financial Futures. This is an interview with Ray Carmichael, Part 1. Carmichael led the communications at the Chicago Board of Trade during an incredible decade of growth in the financial futures products. Ray Carmichael joined the Chicago Board of Trade in 1980, hired by then CBOT President Tom Donovan to lead communications for the exchange. Carmichael had come from the nonprofit world, so he understood how committees work in organizations. See these videos, Part 1 and Part 2, in today's newsletter or on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. We would like to secure some additional responses to our demographic survey, so we are adding to the benefits for filling it out. We had offered 3 $100 donations to a charity of your choice. We are now adding a $250 Amazon gift card to one person who fills out the survey and shares their contact information. So now we will draw for one person to get the $250 Amazon gift card and then pull 3 more names for the $100 donations to a charity of their choice. Please fill out our survey by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. President Donald Trump has been impeached for a second time by the U.S. House of Representatives in the most nonpartisan vote in presidential impeachment history. The New York Times reported, quote, more than 10% of the U.S. Congress has tested positive for COVID-19. It did not help that members were all trapped in a closed room during the insurrection of last week with other members of Congress who had the virus. My apologies for not asking NASDAQ about their political giving plans, but they have issued a statement saying, quote, the PAC will pause political donations for the next several months as the 117th Congress begins its work for the American people, unquote. Charles Schwab has taken the political giving issue a step further by announcing they would shut down their PAC, the New York Times reported. Any other organizations have a statement on their political giving? Harold N. Bornstein, Donald Trump's personal physician, has died at the age of 74. He was a doctor who called Trump the, quote, healthiest president ever. We did not have any new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We've had 110 donations, including a couple larger ones that were done outside of the GoFundMe platform. I wanted to add something, too, about Larry Arnowitz, my former colleague and competitor. He was truly an early successful electronic trading pioneer, developing GMI into a firm I looked up to when I was running the electronic trading division of the Price Futures Group. His time in London in the late 1980s and early 1990s for GNI was pivotal to bringing the successes of Europe to the U.S., and then he helped sell the operation to Mann Financial, ringing the register for GNI's owners. Thank you to Larry and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. JLN exclusive Transact Futures bought by owner of NinjaTrader Brokerage and introducing broker. NinjaTrader Group LLC purchased futures commission merchant Transact Futures on the last tick of the clock on December 31st, 2020, giving the owner of the fast-growing technology and brokerage firm their own FCM to modernize their business. NinjaTrader's goal with this deal and their growth plan is to become nothing short of the, quote, number one destination for active futures traders, unquote. The deal represents a well-worn path in the futures industry, following firms like TradeStation and Interactive Brokers, who transitioned from technology providers to brokers. NinjaTrader was founded in 2002-03 by Raymond Du, a futures trader who wanted better tools to trade. His solution became a company when suddenly he had hundreds of fellow traders using his software. To read the rest of this story, find it in johnlothiannews.com today. Here's a story from Tom Thompson. BNPP Asset Management looks forward to continued stock price appreciation. Despite the current raging pandemic and Congress debating whether to impeach the same president twice, the portfolio managers that BNPP Asset Management's new U.S. CEO, Johanna Lasker, assembled to talk to the press on Wednesday morning said they believe all of that will fade away gradually. They provided a rosy outlook for equity markets, exchange rates, and the U.S. economy over the next year. They said a strong consensus had formed among them that by the end of 2021, the major economies will have been vaccinated against the effects of the pandemic, provided, of course, that the global vaccine program rolls out as well as is hoped. It is very comforting. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com to find it. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Actually, it's an editorial from the editorial board. By impeaching Donald Trump, Congress upholds the rule of law. Action against the U.S. president should not stop at a symbolic censure. To impeach a U.S. president once is a grave enough business. To do it twice is unique in all history. And still, the House of Representatives had no other choice on Wednesday. Donald Trump had neither resigned over the siege of Congress that he incited last week, nor unreservedly deplored it. His vice president, Mike Pence, had not used the 25th Amendment to oust him. A legislature that let him serve out his last week or so for the sake of convenience would have been derelict in its duty to the law. In my comment, it was the most nonpartisan impeachment vote against the U.S. president ever. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. FBI urges police chiefs across the U.S. to be on high alert for threats. A joint intelligence bulletin warned that deadly breach at Capitol would be, quote, a significant driver of violence, unquote, ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joseph R. Biden Jr. The FBI on Wednesday urged police chiefs across the country to be on high alert for extremist activity and to share intelligence on any threats they encounter, as the U.S. government issued a dire intelligence bulletin warning of potential violence ahead of the inauguration. My comment, stay away from mass gatherings, is a redundant message, but be alert. Here's a story from the New York Times. The first step towards unity is honesty. More Republicans need to be honest that the election wasn't stolen. Law enforcement needs to be transparent about the threats facing the nation. It has come to this. Lawmakers are telling journalists that they were casting their impeachment votes in a climate of threats where they feared for their own and their family's safety. After freshman GOP Representative Nancy Mace announced she would be opposing President Donald Trump's bid to overturn the election, the single mother of two feared so much for her life that she applied for a concealed carry permit and sent her kids hundreds of miles from D.C., Politico reported this week. We need a lot of honesty. We have too many who have lost their compass about what is what. Here is a press release from NASDAQ. NASDAQ issues statement on Political Action Committee donations. The board of NASDAQ's Political Action Committee announces changes to its PAC program following the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The PAC will pause political donations for the next several months. This is John Lothian with the daily commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 14th. 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this commentary penned by Walt Lucan, the president and CEO of the Futures Industry Association. The title is A More Perfect Union. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan shares a personal perspective on Washington riots. Normally, this column offers opinions on the global policies and trends of our industry, but last week's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol compels me to reflect in a more personal way about what I and many others are feeling in the wake of these events. While my viewpoint is American, I believe the lessons we learn are universal to the human condition. The January after the U.S. presidential election is normally a time of celebration in our nation's capital. Every 4 years, Americans gather in Washington with pride to recognize and honor the peaceful transition of power from one administration to the next. This is a time when citizens from all 50 states of various beliefs and backgrounds come to celebrate the idea of America. In my 25 years in Washington, I have participated in 6 inaugurations and the festivities that accompanied them. This is always a bipartisan affair with Democrats and Republicans celebrating not only the new administration, but more importantly, our Constitution and the noble institutions that embody this profound document. We honor our belief in the rule of law that has enabled such a peaceful transition to occur for the last 250 years. As next week's inauguration approaches, I'm not feeling pride. I'm not feeling hopeful. I am feeling ashamed and saddened. The tragic events of last week at the U.S. Capitol and the ensuing loss of life have laid bare the deep divide in our country and the fragility of our democracy. Capitol Hill is not just the seat of our government, it is my home, where my kids go to school, where we go to church, where we socialize with our neighbors. I can see the Capitol Rotunda from my home, and I have many friends that work there, from Hill staffers to Capitol Police to members of Congress. For the rest of this commentary, click on johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Today we published two parts of the History of Financial Futures. This is an interview with Ray Carmichael, part one. Carmichael led the communications at the Chicago Board of Trade during an incredible decade of growth in the financial futures products. Ray Carmichael joined the Chicago Board of Trade in 1980, hired by then CBOT President Tom Donovan to lead communications for the exchange. Carmichael had come from the nonprofit world, so he understood how committees work in organizations. See these videos, part one and part two, in today's newsletter or on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. We would like to secure some additional responses to our demographic survey, so we are adding to the benefits for filling it out. We had offered three $100 donations to a charity of your choice. We are now adding a $250 Amazon gift card to one person who fills out the survey and shares their contact information. So now we will draw for one person to get the $250 Amazon gift card and then pull three more names for the $100 donations to a charity of their choice. Please fill out our survey by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. President Donald Trump has been impeached for a second time by the U.S. House of Representatives in the most nonpartisan vote in presidential impeachment history. The New York Times reported, quote, more than 10% of the U.S. Congress has tested positive for COVID-19. It did not help that members were all trapped in a closed room during the insurrection of last week with other members of Congress who had the virus. My apologies for not asking NASDAQ about their political giving plans, but they have issued a statement saying, quote, the PAC will pause political donations for the next several months as the 117th Congress begins its work for the American people, unquote. Charles Schwab has taken the political giving issue a step further by announcing they would shut down their PAC, the New York Times reported. Any other organizations have a statement on their political giving? Harold N. Bornstein, Donald Trump's personal physician, has died at the age of 74. He was a doctor who called Trump the, quote, healthiest president ever. We did not have any new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We've had 110 donations, including a couple larger ones that were done outside of the GoFundMe platform. I wanted to add something, too, about Larry Arnowitz, my former colleague and competitor. He was truly an early successful electronic trading pioneer, developing GMI into a firm I looked up to when I was running the electronic trading division of the Price Futures Group. His time in London in the late 1980s and early 1990s for GNI was pivotal to bringing the successes of Europe to the U.S., and then he helped sell the operation to Man Financial, ringing the register for GNI's owners. Thank you to Larry and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. JLN exclusive Transact Futures bought by owner of NinjaTrader Brokerage and introducing broker. NinjaTrader Group LLC purchased futures commission merchant Transact Futures on the last tick of the clock on December 31st, 2020, giving the owner of the fast-growing technology and brokerage firm their own FCM to modernize their business. NinjaTrader's goal with this deal and their growth plan is to become nothing short of the, quote, number one destination for active futures traders, unquote. The deal represents a well-worn path in the futures industry, following firms like TradeStation and Interactive Brokers, who transitioned from technology providers to brokers. NinjaTrader was founded in 2002-03 by Raymond Du, a futures trader who wanted better tools to trade. His solution became a company when suddenly he had hundreds of fellow traders using his software. To read the rest of this story, find it in johnlothiannews.com today. Here's a story from Tom Thompson. BNPP Asset Management looks forward to continued stock price appreciation. Despite the current raging pandemic and Congress debating whether to impeach the same president twice, the portfolio managers that BNPP Asset Management's new U.S. CEO, Johanna Lasker, assembled to talk to the press on Wednesday morning said they believe all of that will fade away gradually. They provided a rosy outlook for equity markets, exchange rates, and the U.S. economy over the next year. They said a strong consensus had formed among them that by the end of 2021, the major economies will have been vaccinated against the effects of the pandemic, provided, of course, that the global vaccine program rolls out as well as is hoped. It is very comforting. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com to find it. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Actually, it's an editorial from the editorial board. By impeaching Donald Trump, Congress upholds the rule of law. Action against the U.S. president should not stop at a symbolic censure. To impeach a U.S. president once is a grave enough business. To do it twice is unique in all history. And still, the House of Representatives had no other choice on Wednesday. Donald Trump had neither resigned over the siege of Congress that he incited last week, nor unreservedly deplored it. His vice president, Mike Pence, had not used the 25th Amendment to oust him. A legislature that let him serve out his last week or so for the sake of convenience would have been derelict in its duty to the law. In my comment, it was the most nonpartisan impeachment vote against the U.S. president ever. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. FBI urges police chiefs across the U.S. to be on high alert for threats. A joint intelligence bulletin warned that deadly breach at Capitol would be, quote, a significant driver of violence, unquote, ahead of the inauguration of President-elect Joseph R. Biden Jr. The FBI on Wednesday urged police chiefs across the country to be on high alert for extremist activity and to share intelligence on any threats they encounter, as the U.S. government issued a dire intelligence bulletin warning of potential violence ahead of the inauguration. My comment, stay away from mass gatherings, is a redundant message, but be alert. Here's a story from the New York Times. The first step towards unity is honesty. More Republicans need to be honest that the election wasn't stolen. Law enforcement needs to be transparent about the threats facing the nation. It has come to this. Lawmakers are telling journalists that they were casting their impeachment votes in a climate of threats where they feared for their own and their family's safety. After freshman GOP Representative Nancy Mace announced she would be opposing President Donald Trump's bid to overturn the election, the single mother of two feared so much for her life that she applied for a concealed carry permit and sent her kids hundreds of miles from D.C., Politico reported this week. We need a lot of honesty. We have too many who have lost their compass about what is what. Here is a press release from NASDAQ. NASDAQ issues statement on Political Action Committee donations. The board of NASDAQ's Political Action Committee announces changes to its PAC program following the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The PAC will pause political donations for the next several months as the 117th Congress begins its work for the American people. The PAC board will also halt all the, for the foreseeable future, any contributions to elected officials who voted to object to the Electoral College certification. My comment, thank you, NASDAQ. Here is a story from the NFA. NFA permanently bars Orland Park, Illinois, introducing broker LTG Trading LLC and bars its former principal, Gary Follett, from membership for 5 years. NFA has permanently barred LTG Trading LLC, a former NFA member and current CFTC registered introducing broker located in Orland Park, Illinois, from membership and from acting as a principal of an NFA member. NFA has also barred Gary Follett, LTG's former sole principal and associated person, from NFA membership and from acting as a principal of an NFA member for 5 years. I will have some comments about this later in another column. Here is a story from the Academic Times. Legalizing marijuana boosts junk food sales. Legalizing recreational marijuana leads to increased sales of ice cream, cookies, and chips, according to a first-of-its-kind study establishing a causal relationship between legal cannabis and junk food consumption. You think marijuana does no harm? That's pretty much the consensus today, says Georgia State University economist Alberto Chong in an interview with the Atlantic Times. But there are unintended consequences, and one of them is the fact that you get really hungry and you start eating crap. Surprising no one, Jeff Bergstrom says. Here are our top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the investor presentation filed with the SEC regarding Bakkt Holding going to market as a result of the merger of ICE Bitcoin Warehouse and VPC Impact Acquisition Holdings. The link was in a hits and take piece from JLN's Tom Thompson. Second was The Guardian's programmer has two guesses left to access a £175 million Bitcoin wallet. Third was the CME Group's statement on the CME Group Political Action Committee, in which the company announced that it will, quote, suspend all political contributions through the CME Group's Political Action Committee, PAC, for the foreseeable future, unquote. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 197,174,838 pages viewed, with 25,077 pages on the site. There have been 229,065 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. The 117th Congress begins its work for the American people. The PAC board will also halt all the, for the foreseeable future, any contributions to elected officials who voted to object to the Electoral College certification. My comment, thank you, NASDAQ. Here is a story from the NFA. NFA permanently bars Orland Park, Illinois introducing broker LTG Trading LLC and bars its former principal Gary Follett from membership for 5 years. NFA has permanently barred LTG Trading LLC, a former NFA member and current CFTC registered introducing broker located in Orland Park, Illinois, from membership and from acting as a principal of an NFA member. NFA has also barred Gary Follett, LTG's former sole principal and associated person, from NFA membership and from acting as a principal of an NFA member for 5 years. I will have some comments about this later in another column. Here is a story from the Academic Times. Legalizing marijuana boosts junk food sales. Legalizing recreational marijuana leads to increased sales of ice cream, cookies, and chips, according to a first-of-its-kind study establishing a causal relationship between legal cannabis and junk food consumption. You think marijuana does no harm? That's pretty much the consensus today, says Georgia State University economist Alberto Chong in an interview with the Atlantic Times. But there are unintended consequences, and one of them is the fact that you get really hungry and you start eating crap. Surprising no one, Jeff Bergstrom says. Here are our top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the investor presentation filed with the SEC regarding Bakkt Holding going to market as a result of the merger of ICE Bitcoin Warehouse and VPC Impact Acquisition Holdings. The link was in a hits and take piece from JLN's Tom Thompson. Second was The Guardian's programmer has two guesses left to access a £175 million Bitcoin wallet. Third was the CME Group statement on the CME Group Political Action Committee, in which the company announced that it will, quote, suspend all political contributions through the CME Group's Political Action Committee, PAC, for the foreseeable future, unquote. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 197,174,838 pages viewed, with 25,077 pages on the site. There have been 229,065 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.